Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 26th, 2021. Today is Friday in the fifth week of Lent. The farewell discourse has concluded. Jesus has prayed the high priestly prayer. And now he and his disciples have made their way to a garden. It's way past sunset. Maybe even past midnight. And Judas the betrayer, with a cohort of enforcers, show up and arrest Jesus. Everyone scatters. Jesus is taken to the high priest's house. And while we don't know what happens to all of the disciples in this moment, we know where Peter is. Peter is in the courtyard of the high priest's house, warming himself by fire. Now, it's been enough days since we read the 13th chapter of John that we may have forgotten that not long after Jesus washes the disciples' feet, he and Peter have an exchange in which Peter swears undying fealty to Jesus. And Jesus says, "Before daylight, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." And so here he is in the courtyard of the high priest's house, warming himself by a fire. And on three different occasions, individuals question him about his connection to Jesus. And on all three occasions, he denies any knowledge of who Jesus is. And on the third denial, he hears the rooster crow. And he remembers that Jesus knows him better than he knows himself. In the moment of test, in the moment when he had sworn he would give witness, Peter literally chickens out. Having heard Jesus say words like, "Take heart, keep courage," even having Jesus say, "The world will hate you because it hates me," even with all that Jesus had said between the ending of dinner and Jesus' arrest in the garden, even with all of that, faced with a moment of decision, Peter decides to take what he believed to be the safe way out. "Just deny that I ever knew the man." In at least one gospel account of Peter's denial, the gospel writer tells us that when Peter hears the rooster, realizing what he has done, he goes out and weeps bitterly. Tears of perhaps repentance, certainly remorse, mostly, I suspect, from shame. But before we get on our high and mighty about Peter, this passage might provide those of us who are 21st century followers of Jesus an opportunity to reflect upon the ways we continue to deny our connection with Jesus. Now, for Episcopalians, we tend to say things like, "Well, we don't want to be pushy. We don't want to push our religion on anyone," as if hiding our identity keeps us in the good graces of people who aren't Christians. I suspect it's not because we care that much about being in good graces with our friends and neighbors for not being pushy. I suspect that there is a part of us that recognizes that when we identify publicly as a Christian, the public has some ideas about how that life is to be lived out. all of a sudden we are accountable to our friends and neighbors and our community for our behavior, for our language, for the ways we comport ourselves in the world. Turns out, plenty of non-Christians have great ideas about how Christians are to behave. And so by keeping our identity quiet, well, we escape some of that judgment, don't we? But keeping our identity quiet, that amounts to, in my book anyway, tacit denial. I'm not going to tell you yes, I'm not going to tell you no, I'm simply going to go about my business and keep my faith to myself. I think about that a lot as a public Christian, right? Because when I go out and I'm in uniform, I am identifiable with that white piece of plastic around my neck. And I've certainly had opportunities to hear from people, random strangers, about their experience of Christians and the church. I have heard people sort of emote to me about the ways that the church has failed them, about the ways that the church has hurt them, about, yes, the way the church has abused them, either emotionally, physically, or spiritually. To be sure, the church has many sins, both to repent of and to answer for. And yet, as a representative of Christ's body, it feels to me that my job, my vocation, which is the same as every Christian's, whether you wear a white plastic collar or not, is to give witness to the way of life, the way that leads to abundant life, that we all share through our relationship with Jesus. Now, I can't make anyone go public with their Christian faith. That's something that each and every one of us has to deal with on our own. And while we would never necessarily swear about Jesus or do some overt, awful thing to distance ourselves publicly from Christ, plenty of us Christians go about our days where we practically deny Him. How often do we think about our relationship with Christ when we are in line at the grocery store, or when we are online on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram? How often do we think about our behavior as a reflection not only upon ourselves, but upon the Jesus that we name as Lord and Savior, whose body and blood we partake of in communion? I'm not calling us to be perfect, because none of us can be. I'm simply wondering what it would be like if we would become just a bit more attentive to being overtly Christian. How would that change our lives or the lives of the people around us? None of us here would want to be the person who denies Jesus overtly. I believe today's gospel challenges us to reflect deeply on all the ways we hide our relationship with Jesus, and to wonder and ponder, is hiding a relationship with Jesus the same as denying it? I'm not sure, but I think it's a fruitful meditation. And since I live in a part of the world where I don't hear chickens every day, I think there might be other ways that we can listen for the rooster crow to call us to account for our own ways in which we name or deny the one who gave himself for us, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Let us pray. O Lord, you relieve our necessity out of the abundance of your great riches. Grant that we may accept with joy the salvation you bestow and manifest it to all the world by the quality of our lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.